Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening and happy holiday season. It's so exciting to be back on the air after changes in my life and moving some things around. I was gone for a couple of months and I'm stepping back in and getting the radio show started back up with the first episode to get us ready to jump into 2017. I hope all of you are as excited as I am. I am Angel, and I am the belly dancing medium. I love to connect with my public and with the fans out there that love to just chat and get questions answered. And that's what we're going to do with this show, is just talk to people, answer some questions. It is a 30-minute show. So what I ask for everybody to do is to, when I get you on the phone, to state your first name, ask your questions, and I really want to make sure we're not requesting general readings, please, because we don't have a lot of time. And then one question. If you have a follow-up question, we can handle it off the air. You can contact me on email. Just check out my website. Everything's linked to the page there. And the call-in number here is 323-642-1207. So I'm going to click on the first caller. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Dale.
Hi, Dale, you say?
Dale, yes, that's it.
Dale, good evening. What Dale. Can I do for you this evening?
Well, ready for the end of the year, and I mean for the new year like yourself, and just trying to see what's going to come up for me in the love department.
Love,
special.
Everybody wants to about love, right?
Yes, and I'm
going
on
goodness.
A holiday trip next in 2 weeks to see my two sons, and just trying to see what's up with that.
Well, what I get when I connect with you is like this real wonderful, warm gift coming to you in the area of the heart. It feels like you've worked really hard, and you've come to this point where you've done everything for everybody that one can possibly do. Your life has been about everyone else. Does that sound about right?
Yes, you're right on.
Yes, so it's like the divine is now bringing you a gift of a life of your own. This trip that you're going on is going to be a trip of release and a trip of just connection. And you're being encouraged to go and have a really great time and do things for yourself and allow people to do for you. And 2017 will open up in a relationship. Looks like we're going into the spring, which kind of starts to open up around March. So the next few months are going to be about pampering and treating and connecting with yourself and allowing yourself to evolve to the beautiful being inside and out that you have been meant to be. You have done everything that you can do for everyone. It's time for you to treat yourself the way you would have yourself treated if you were your bestest friend.
Okay.
One step at a time, and be ready to receive. You're going to get some gifts. Be ready to take them and be ready for love to open up. Like I said, it looks like right around going into March, into the spring.
Okay.
You're going to call me and let me know how that goes?
I will. I definitely will. Are you on about this time?
I'm going to be doing this show every Wednesday at this time. And if you go onto my website, the website is actually bellydancingmedium.com. You can join my mailing list. You can get all kinds of information about me there as well. Okay?
Okay, I will do. Thank you so
much.
Take care.
God bless you. You're welcome.
God bless you,
too.
Bye-bye.
Really super, super awesome. We've got lots of people on hold. I guess I've been away too long. Good evening. Thank you for calling. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Wonderful. A lot of amazing stuff career-wise is going forward. But there is a J-O-B that I have to have for the time being. And what I'm curious in regards to what you see with that, like kind of how long, and is it like this? I bartend and the schedule is awful right now, and it's a new restaurant, and it's really frustrating for a lot of people there. And yeah, it just needs to maintain. Because I know the end is very near.
It is. And it's like, this is a learning. Think of it like college. is what I'm being told for you, like you're in graduate school, because the thing that you're going to be doing, a lot of it's going to be something you're going to be managing on your own, whether it's an entrepreneurial situation or some sort of partnership. There's something that you're going to be doing that's even above and beyond what you even think. The opportunities are going to come to you towards the middle of the year. I keep seeing June, summertime. So the things that you're going through with this, it's horrendous. So like they're not very organized. It's like a really cool concept, but they're not executing very well. So it's frustrating everyone. And so you're learning like the things to and the things not to do. Stick with it. Once everything gets settled, you know you're absolutely right. The pay, you're going to eat and pay bills, which is the point, absolutely. But it's also the lesson. And the thing that's opening up for you, all these opportunities that are trickling down to you are so much more intricate than you think. You're going to be surprised. This is not going to be Mike working at. This is going to be Mike in partnership with or running something is what I'm feeling. Does that make sense?
Actually, I just met with I've only lived in California for a year and synchronistically introduced to a big-time real estate broker in really high-end stuff, but he doesn't want to do it anymore. So there's a business opportunity that he pitched to me last night after a huge event that I was attending that I was invited through a publicist that actually I came across synchronistically, is going to explode my career in something else. And
see that?
So basically it's a 50-50 partnership. We're both from the same from Detroit, and we live here in California, and it's ridiculous the synchronicities of the year that I've spent here of what literally just happened yesterday.
But it's all coming together, and again, remember the image. This is the image you want to carry with you because you're almost there. The last part of the race is the hardest part of the race. If you listen to any great runner or athlete when they're playing in the big game or running in Olympic whatever, that last few moments is the hardest because you got to put everything in it, and then it's like, oh my God, when am I going to get there? This month is going to be for you because it's like you're almost there. When's this going to come to pass? So you have to stand your ground, be patient, and think of this as graduate school. Every lesson that you're learning, notes, write them down and take notice. And manage your relationships. There's going to be some times you're just going to want to throw stuff down and say some colorful words and walk away. Manage your relationships because some of these relationships are going to reconnect with you later on down the line because you are going to be kind of really involved. People are going to want to connect with you. This thing is going to explode. It's 2017 is your year. It is, a powerful road of possibilities for you. If you have the courage this time, I'm hearing you have the courage this time. So you've been in a position where you could take some steps before. You got to take the steps this time, and everything's going to come together for you. That's what I get for you.
Wow. Well,
Does that make sense?
In regards to courage, I just stepped out of the spiritual closet yesterday. So.
Out of the closet. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, right?
That's always a fun thing to do. It's really fun when you get into it, and when you step into it with maturity and courage, kind of, literally letting your friends know, and what are people going to say, and what are people going to think. And this whole publicist thing, one of the things that's going to make you special is you kind of live in both worlds. You live in the practical world, and then you live in the spiritual world. So you're going to be able to connect to both people, which is going to be very lucrative for you. I would love for you to let me know what's going on and keep in touch with me. Grab my information off the website. Just find me online, the Belly Dancing Medium online. Here every Wednesday at 9:00. Email me because I would love to hear how you're doing in this because it sounds like it's going to be really, really exciting for you.
It feels like it's going to be really, really exciting. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It is. You take care and God bless you. Keep it going. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very exciting, very exciting. So many people here. Hold on, I'm going to take the next caller. And good evening. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I have a little bit of a rough connection. Could you repeat your first name for me again, please?
Yes, Melvin.
Melvin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. My question, I just wanted to ask you about I'm going through a workman's comp case. I got injured on my job back in July of this year, and I injured my knee and my lower back and my left arm, all on the left side I fell. And I just want to know, like, how this going to, you know, unfold for me for my case.
Okay, so the injury itself, when I look at you, some as you were talking, so make sure that you're completing everything you need to complete with your physical therapy, so that you can have that strength back in your, it looks like your grip, is what I'm seeing. But
yeah,
the other side of it, I'm seeing the justice coming at the end of it. Stay focused. You may need to get someone else in terms of representation if you can't get this person to move faster. It feels like there's a little bit of a drag you're going to run into, and it's going to take a little bit of time. So make sure you're taking care of yourself and that you're doing what you need to do. Stand your ground, and then all will come well in the end. It's going to take a little bit of time, though. It's not going to be as fast, like, you know, next month or in February. It's going to come toward probably about eight. It's hard to tell time because time has, you know, it's always about what other people do. But I keep hearing, don't let it drag. So stay on the person. You've got somebody that's assisting you, and they're going to drag. So if you don't push them, don't be afraid to find some other representation. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Yes, ma'am. Because I did get a letter when I first signed the contract. If this attorney is not working out, there's two people I need to call. And it's a big law firm, so they can recommend me to see another attorney.
Yes.
For me to phone, because and I every time I call his office, the secretary, I give her all the information, and he's basically be out, and you know, we have briefly talked, you know, not very long, and I'm seeing like I'm doing all the work, you know, like I'm doing getting all the paperwork, faxing it to him, and he's not, you know, I'm asking for different tests to be ran on me. Because by fall, I believe, I'm not sure, had to be hospitalized, and I had a little mini stroke, and I don't know if that fall causes nerve damage for me to have the mini stroke, or do you see that in any connection with that?
It feels like it all is connected to the nervous system, and that's why you need someone who's going to focus on being able to make all those connections so that you can be whole. So the recommendation is that you need to consider taking on someone else so that you can move faster on this. So the longer it sits and lingers, the harder it's going to be for you guys to make all those connections. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Because
okay.
I'm having difficulties. With money, and I have to sit. They have me sitting at the front door of the department store doing just a greeter, and I'm in pain because I can't take my pain medication and then go to work because it makes me drowsy and I go to sleep. So they're trying to get me out of there, I believe.
No, nobody wants to have to work with the person that they're, like, fighting with over something like that. But really, the first thing that you need to do, and do this for yourself, do this for me, is take the step to make a change in your representation so that things can move faster. You've got to get that process moving faster so that you can be on top of your game and get this thing taken care of. If you can get this moving faster, it'll resolve for you more expedited for you. If it goes slower, then it's going to linger, and your condition may get worse, and you won't be happy with the outcome because you'll have to settle.
Yeah.
You need to have somebody that's going to be tenacious with you. So make that your first priority right now, finding somebody that's going to represent you more kind of more solid. If you know, I'm being told that you have some names. Call the other people and make an appointment to see the other people.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And call me
thank
and let
you.
Me know how it's going. You take care and God bless you.
Okay, thank you. All right. God bless
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Real tough one. Got some more calls here to take. I just wanted to say, you know, when you're in a situation where you are having to make hard decisions around moving your life forward, don't be afraid and don't hesitate. We have one life on this planet, and sometimes we pray and ask and plead with the divine and the universe to give us help. And sometimes to get the reward of the help, we have to sometimes take a step. There are some things we're going to have to do. And my friends, I want all of you to have a cherished and wonderful life. So take the steps that you would encourage loved ones and friends to take your life to the next level. Don't hesitate for yourself, because your life is very, very precious. And that's the quality of life as well. Thank you for holding. Who am I talking to? Hello.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you this evening?
Not too bad. It's getting late over here.
What can I do for you?
In the current relationship that I'm in, what do you see for us in the future?
The relationship that you're in right now, can I have the first name or the initials of the person that you're engaged in a relationship with?
Her name is Hannah.
Okay. So I will tell you, when you spoke the name, that I had this physical reaction. It's like this pain on the lower left side of my my neck. So it's like really hard is what it feels like to me. It's like you're working really hard to make this connection do what it's supposed to do. And you're being asked to take a step back for a moment and really think about what it is that you want, and what it is that you deserve, and what it is that's present for you. You know, close your eyes and imagine what the perfect relationship would be like in body, mind, and spirit, and really consider if it needs to be this hard. Does that make sense?
Maybe not.
A little bit. Because it feels like it should flow. It should flow a little easier. Mm-hmm. And so make sure that you're being honest with yourself and real with yourself with what you deserve, and allow that person to come in and come out in that flow, and let it happen with ease and with flow. That's what you're being asked to do. So I don't know what that means. That's what I'm getting when you ask me what's going forward for you guys. So it's like the waters are moving. They're not moving in a direction that you would like them to move. You need to let them move in the direction let you be you, and let Hannah be Hannah. And then things will move forward a little differently. It feels like it's a little forced, and that's what I'm getting. I'm not getting that it's bad. I'm not getting that it's not good. I'm getting that you guys are not flowing in a space that's like you're being you and they're being them. Does that make sense? Does that make more sense?
A little bit. Maybe because there's a lot of things going on, yeah.
And that can have something to do with it. When stuff is happening, it kind of people's focus is a little different. But it doesn't feel like the stuff is. It's like stuff, you know. When somebody asks about a relationship and a relationship is like bad and it's oh my god, I'm pretty direct and straightforward to the point. I will give that. That's not what I'm getting. What I'm getting is that the water around you guys. If you guys are in a boat, the water around you guys is flopping around and moving in all kinds of different places. You guys are not really sitting and allowing yourselves to flow. You're like reacting to the water. So let the water do what the water's going to do. All this stuff will calm in time. And so the choice you have is to let the waters pull you in a direction, and then when it calms, you guys will be apart, right, doing your own thing. Or when it calms, you guys can kind of get back to what you were trying to do in the first place. Don't be distracted by all the stuff. That's Hannah, and you guys will move forward. The stuff will clear. The stuff will clear. I know it feels like it's not going to, but the stuff will stop. Doesn't feel like a lot of it is even the influence of, it feels like the influence of other stuff and other people and other reactions to things. Let the waters do what they do, and be yourself. And be honest and talk, and you guys will be fine. You guys will. I'm seeing a really solid, really, really joyful transition into the new year. And things mm-hmm. will calm for you guys. So in January, February, things will calm down.
Okay.
So
yeah,
like you guys need people to... Yeah, you need some people to support and some people to accept and some people to mind their own damn business, you know. There's some things that needs to stop happening.
Okay.
And things
yeah,
will and
yeah.
things will flow. Does that make sense? Does that
yeah.
make more sense?
Yeah, that I can see. Yeah, 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 exactly. Like I said, there's a lot of other things going on, so that's kind of interfering. And
yeah, and I think if you were to stop and think about what you want, as they were saying earlier, think about what you need, you open your eyes and see it through that, the stuff that's
mm-hmm.
happening won't make a difference. Because it's
mm-hmm.
just stuff. It's like
yeah.
somebody throwing little bouncy balls at you while you're trying to cross the street. You still got to get to
yeah.
the other side of the street, the bouncy. I'm sorry?
But Pat, once we get past, like, all the other obstacles or, like, across the other side of the street, I mean, do
yeah.
you see, like, the future for us?
Absolutely.
Is what I'm asking.
Absolutely. If you guys cannot, if the obstacles don't distract, it seems to be more on the other side. So they're just, the distraction seems to be affecting Hannah more
right.
than you. So... That's why you have to just relax and be you and just not
mm-hmm.
not show it and not let it like you're the rock, right? So if I'm with you
mm-hmm.
and you're the rock and I'm like completely flustered because everything's crazy and then I lean on you and you're flustered and everything crazy, it almost makes it worse for me, right? So you got to be
mm-hmm.
the calm. You got to be the only element of calm and normality and, you know, everything's going to be okay. That's who you have to be. And you also
mm-hmm.
have some things you have to do. So you have to be able to focus on moving your stuff forward because you got stuff you're doing right now that you're trying to move some things forward and you just aren't
yeah.
able to get distracted right now. So focus on the other stuff and don't let the stuff bother you. And if Hannah can mm-hmm. keep the stuff from being a distraction, you guys are really, the energy is really awesome. And it feels like
mm-hmm.
it's meant to be more long term.
Okay.
So, yes,
yeah,
the answer to the question is yes.
Okay, yeah, because we were thinking of getting married at, like, summertime
oh.
or something, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's exciting. So, yeah, that's what, June, July, somewhere in there?
Yeah,
somewhere
some point,
in June,
like
July.
August. But, we were thinking August, but who knows? You know, we'll figure
so,
that out when it happens.
So, calm is your mantra.
Yeah.
You know, it's that movie that go, woosah, woosah, that's his. It's all, just think about it like clowns. That's my favorite image to give people when they're going through stuff. If you think about the clowns running around, and they're little short clowns, they're running around your feet, you'd almost smile when the stuff is going on because
yeah.
they're just there to distract you. The closer you get
mm-hmm.
to your life's purpose, the more clowns
mm-hmm.
show up to get in your way. And if you think
mm-hmm.
of, you giggled, if you think about it that way, the stuff won't bother you. And not a
yeah.
lot of people that go through stuff have someone they can come home to and lean
mm-hmm.
on. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
what you are to this person. And that in of itself
yeah.
is a gift. So just remember that. Keep the
okay.
faith and stay the course. Okay? And what is it he says? You shall not pass. That's what you need to say to all the obstacles. You shall not pass. Only you guys may pass. Right?
Yeah.
You feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
you let me
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
You can call me anytime. Connect with me on the internet if you so choose. I would love to hear how you guys are doing. But I'm going to say goodnight because
okay.
I have a whole bunch of people that are like 5 minutes left. But
all
you
right.
have
good
a
night.
Fantastic
Thank you so
evening.
Much.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
You
Take
you
care.
Too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. My goodness. So many people. So many peeps. Good evening. This is Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Who am I speaking to?
Liz.
Your name's Ruth? Rose.
Liz, L-I-Z.
Oh, okay.
Elizabeth.
Liz. Elizabeth, Liz. It's a really bad connection. You guys have me giggling. I don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Okay.
What can I do for you, Liz?
Do you see me going back to school in January? For
I got
psychology counselor.
I got a big. I didn't even get to hear what you want to do. I had a big yes. It's not about
okay.
if; it's about do for you. Absolutely.
Okay.
This 2017 is going to be a new cycle for you. And going to school is going to be the start of a new cycle. You're evolving to the next level, and the school is important. And one thing you're being told is you don't need a heavy program. It's just a little bit of knowledge and practical skills and the letters behind your name around this thing that you're trying to do. So the answer is yes, 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 yes. Don't be afraid, and the program will be available for you.
Okay, so you don't know what program.
Well, you've looked at a few. Continue to look. There is a program that you do some research online. It looks like an organization that's both physical in class, and you can study online as well to do what you want to do. And does that make sense?
Yes.
But do it. Do it, do it, do it. Don't keep thinking about it. Because you don't want to lose access to the course. What you're thinking about doing is exactly what the next step is for you.
Okay.
All right?
All right,
it's going to be lucrative.
You.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. I think I got time for one more person. Making it really quick here. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, hello. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. How are you?
Oh, good, good. My question is, I'd like to find out what you see for romance in 2017 for me.
Karen, the love question. Everybody asks about love. 2017.
Yes.
So I'm looking at you, or my heart just got really warm. Love is going to open up for you very quickly in 2017, where you're going to get opportunity. So what you're being asked to be open to is shopping. The person that you're going to select will be later on in the year. Looks like towards beginning into mid of summertime, but you're going to shop a little bit to find the right person. Socializing in a more looking for a relationship. And so there's going to be about two or three people that you're going to connect with really fast. Going mid-January and going into the year, you're going to start making connections. Enjoy the connections, date the connections. Looks like one of them you already know. Looks like somebody's there that's already in the picture. But the person that you're going to actually be connected with in a relationship, you guys are going to speak during the relationship around the middle of the summer. So love looks like it's going to blossom for you in 2017. Be open to shopping. Shopping, shopping, shopping is fun. Right? Isn't shopping fun?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Scary, but definitely.
I expect to hear from you with updates on the shopping.
Okay.
Okay, you we'll take
do.
Care and God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So I only have about a minute left, so I'm not going to be able to take any more calls tonight. So I've got several people on, and I do apologize that I wasn't able to get to you. What I'm going to ask you to do is go to my website, Belly Dancing Medium. You can also get me on the site that's there on my radio page and send me a question. I'm happy to answer your question on email if you send me one question. And join my mailing list. I have an ebook that I send when people join the mailing list. And know that we're back here. I'm going to be having guests again. I love doing this radio show. I've missed it desperately, so I love being back. And I want to be able to help you all with your questions. And I love watching and listening and seeing and hearing my grow and move forward with their goals. So I'm going to leave you with the thing I leave you with every week. It is my great honor and desire to help you ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. Many blessings to you. May you walk with great joy and prosperity in this life, and may the divine be with you in every moment of your day. Goodbye, and God bless.